Attention everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. The loud frequency coming from your radio is not a mistake. Do not turn off your radio, but instead turn up your radio as loud as it can go. Do this so we can broadcast this frequency as loud as possible.
And welcome to another episode of Game Stuff. I'm your gaming gal, Kalai, and with me today is Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm good.
Literally, he's not dying right now.
I'm not dying. So, I had bronchitis for like the last 4 days, so had to keep pushing back recording. But good thing we did, because I totally changed the topic by pushing the date back.
Because he loves to do that. He loves to change the topic after I do all the notes.
Listen, we got a fucking Nintendo Direct. How do we not talk about that? Especially between the two of us.
That's true. For those of you that are new to this podcast, we are a conversational podcast for gamers, by gamers, about gaming. And, of course, today we are talking about the Nintendo Direct that just dropped, because it was sexy as hell.
Yes, it was.
So, before we get started our topic, have you been playing anything good this week?
This week, yeah, I played a bunch of stuff. Mostly I played Yakuza 0 on the PS4 because I'm trying to beat every Yakuza game possible. So I'm starting at 0 and moving my way up to 6. So mathematically, that's like 7 games. It's going to take forever. Those games aren't short. Plus they're in Japanese, which require a lot of like patience because you have to read everything. Well, at least
reading is fundamental.
Okay. This is in 1994. So I love Yakuza. For those don't aren't familiar with the Yakuza franchise, I mean, obviously you usually play people that are either excommunicated from the Yakuza or people that are in the Yakuza, and you go around and you fuck shit up and it's fun, and you play karaoke and you do all kinds of crazy things like gamble and play mahjong and beat people up on the streets for money.
Wait, real mahjong or fake mahjong?
You play real mahjong in the game, and it's hard. It sucks.
No, and it's not.
One of the trophies is like tied to mahjong.
I totally get that trophy.
You're good at mahjong, really? Like real life mahjong?
Yeah, I've been taught real life mahjong. In fact, I can't actually, can't do that fake shit anymore. I can't do the matching; it kills me.
Like with the big ass like blocks you played with?
Yes, I actually own a mahjong set.
Those things are expensive. Anyway, I played that. I just finished playing the Super Nintendo online games, so I checked those out. They just dropped at like, what are we recording at like 8:30 Eastern? They dropped at like 7, so I played them for like an hour before we started recording. I'm pretty impressed. They play pretty smooth, just like the NES games. The new rewind feature is pretty cool. I beat the first level, 2 levels in Super Ghosts and Goblins, I think it was. Not Ghouls and Ghosts. Ghosts and Goblins. I beat the first 2 levels because of the rewind feature, because I can literally, every time I get hit, I can just rewind and go back. So I beat the first 2 levels using scumming, and then I saved my progress and then exited out. I loaded up, like, Brawler Boys or whatever the hell it's called, Brawl Brothers. It looks like a pretty cool beat-em-up game. I've never played it before. I loaded that up, but by the time I loaded that up, it was like time to start recording. Other than that, I played a little bit of Hyrule Warriors on the Switch. I'm still completing Adventure Mode. So what that entails is I'm playing the original Legend of Zelda map, for those who have played it before. So it's literally the original map, like, pixelated into, like, little chunks. And all the secrets that you find on the original map are the secrets that are on that map. So that's how you unlock like your gear, your extra characters. So once you unlock the secret on the map, then you go in and you meet the requirement in the level. And then you unlock that piece of gear or the heart container for that character. So I've been playing this game for I think like 55 hours and I've got like almost nothing done. It's like I know I talked when I met the completionist. I know he said he had over 380 something hours on his save file. He's maxed like all the guys out. He's beat a few maps, but he still has like at least a couple, like 300 hours more to play, he said. Like, it's insane how much content's in that game. It's well worth it. If you guys like Musou Fighters, like Dynasty Warriors or games like that, and if you play like Fire Emblem Warriors, it's quite similar. I actually think it's the best crossover Musou game they've ever made, just because of the sheer amount of content in the game itself is just mind-boggling. There's so much to do in that game. It's never ending. There's always something to unlock. There's always something to do. There's always a requirement to beat. And then if you got it at launch, then they kept like upping the level cap. So it went from like the cap was level 100, then the cap was level 150, then the cap was level 200. Then I think it got to 250 or 225 before they capped it. So you have to get all your officers, like all your Zelda characters, up to level 250 or 225 to max them out. And it takes forever. Because there's not really like a really good way to grind experience in that game. It does have have you played Fire Emblem Warriors?
Not as of late as I've been playing other games.
Have you played it though? You have it, right?
Fire Emblem Warriors? Yes, I do own it. I played the first maybe 20 minutes.
Okay, so you know like there's a dojo area where you can like level your people up like spending money? Well, you can do that in the Zelda one too. So you can take all the rubies you earn and you can spend them to level your guys up. Well, I'm like a purist and don't like doing that. So like I do it the hard way and I just take every guy back through every level and just keep overplaying the levels over and over and over again. And like I said, it's probably my most played game on my Switch. Which is sad because I really haven't played my Switch much. And you and Roberto probably trounced my hours on the Switch by like tenfold. But other than that, have I played anything else really? I'm trying to think. No, what have you played this week? I really haven't played much. Like I said, I was sick for 4 days, and those 4 days I was so sick. I'll tell you how sick I was, guys. I was so sick I didn't even touch a controller. Like I slept like half the day away each day.
And the other, it's true, he did really sleep a lot.
And the other half, I spent throwing up or taking showers. Long, long showers. Just to feel better. And then go back to sleep. I watched, what I did do is I watched all 180-something episodes of Angry Video Game Nerd back to back to back. From, like, Saturday night to, like, Monday. I watched all of them. I know the other night I watched 3 movies because I couldn't sleep. So that's how I spent my time while I was sick. But Kalai, what did you play this week?
Control. I'm addicted to Control. The new game by Remedy?
Yeah. You were talking to me about the other night in brief. Could you explain to our audience what Control entails and maybe give a little background on the game?
Sure. Control is a game made by Remedy, and one of the things about Remedy is they're very story-driven games. Every game plays the same. They're all third-person shooters. The combat's challenging, but not overly difficult and frustrating because everything's focused on that story. In Control, you're playing an agent. Well, you're actually playing somebody who's looking for her brother, who has been taken by the Federal Bureau of Control. When you get there, this voice in your head basically tells you to go to the director's office, and the director has killed himself with his gun, and you have to pick up his gun. And by doing so, you become the director. And you have to...
So you gain control, basically?
Yeah, you do. You have to go around. The entire facility is being taken over by something called the Hiss, and you're fighting the Hiss.
You're fighting an evil organization known as the Hiss.
Yes.
Oh my god.
But the storyline is amazing, and true to all Remedy games, they do explain Alan Wake. Alan Wake does show up in this version of the game.
Oh, he does?
Sort of, yeah, he does.
Oh shit, is that gonna be like, hint hint, we're getting Alan Wake, the old Alan Wake game for PS4 now that they own Remedy?
Well, that would be really interesting. So, little tiny spoiler. It's hard to find in the game, so if you don't want to listen to it, come back in a minute or so. But basically, there's objects of power. Okay. And everything, like, from TVs that can make, a TV that can make you fly, or, you know, a gun that
sounds is realistic.
Yeah, a gun that it creates its own ammo, because it's...
What? Got,
it, yeah, your actual, your gun never runs out of ammo, because it's an object of power.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So, as you go around, you can collect collectibles, because Remedy loves collectibles.
Yeah, they do.
And if you read them, they talk about different objects of power that they've, incidents that have happened in the world. And one of the incidents was a fake writer named Alan Wake, whose entire story came to life. So they just wrote the entire story of Alan Wake into Control.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, so the game's been amazing and I can't stop playing it. I think I'm actually close to beating the game because it's only 10 hours long.
That's cool. You can knock another game off your list. And then go back to that giant-ass backlog.
Right? The other game I've been playing actually is Shakedown Hawaii. Now, for those of you that haven't been following, I was given a code to review Shakedown Hawaii. However, I lost that code to the Epic Game Store when my computer blew up. So, fuck you, Epic. I rebought the code on the Switch, because if I was going to review it, I might as well review it on the Switch.
Hey, you can't really say fuck you, Epic, when you're about to go support them tomorrow and buy Gears. So, I mean...
I'm not buying Gears.
Liar.
I have it on the Game Pass. I technically didn't buy it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You gave Microsoft your money, and they bought Gears for you.
I don't think Gears is still owned by Epic. Epic doesn't do Gears.
Who does Gears now?
Gear,
there's no way Epic doesn't do Gears. I mean, I know Cliffy B left, but they didn't like leave when he left. I swear they still own.
I want to say that Gears of War, they actually said they're no longer making Gears.
Really?
I could be wrong.
Are you looking it up?
I am looking it up.
Did you play any Monster Hunter this week on 3DS? 3DS, the Switch?
No, I just picked up the, I actually just picked up the quest that I was missing.
Doesn't fucking Iceborne come out tomorrow? For PS4?
Yes. It's Xbox Game Studios.
Really? It's no longer, wow.
No. Epic said we are no longer going to be making any Gears of War game when Cliffy B left, so Microsoft Studios is producing it.
That's insane. Alright.
Yeah. So no, I'm not supporting Epic.
Well, good. Fuck Epic. And their shady practices.
Shakedown Hawaii, it took a little bit for me to get into it because there's a lot of little missions you do, and they keep giving you stuff on how to make money. Like, buy this for $70,000. Well, I don't have enough money. Buy this. Buy, like, houses for, like, $1,500. Okay, I could do that.
Gotta shake people down, Kalai.
I know, but...
Shake down more fools.
You have to build your portfolio, which I've been doing, so I'm actually making pretty decent money.
Crappy people right now, but just wait. Just wait.
Yeah, it's actually really fun. I'm really getting into it. Like, I've been buying a property and stuff. In fact, before we were recording, while I was waiting for Joe to show up, I was actually playing a little bit of Shakedown Hawaii. And, that's been it. Like, I haven't been playing much at all. I've been really been playing... Because we had that 3-day weekend for Labor Day, and I literally was like, okay, we're gonna play all these games.
Oh my God.
And then I played Control.
When I was sick and I knew I was going to be out for a few days, I was like, yeah, I'm going to get done so many games. And then I was like, I'm not getting done anything.
I did play Monster Hunter for PC, Monster Hunter World, because right now I've decided that I should get all of the ingredients for the canteen.
Nice. Good luck with that.
I'm missing one.
That's it?
One quest. Yes, me and Jim sat an entire day. We made an actual spreadsheet.
There had to be one that existed already, but I'm pretty sure Jim could create one pretty fast, so it really didn't matter.
Actually, no, I created it because he was busy doing other shit. So we put in every single food item, then we went through and we checked off each of us who was missing what. Like, we went through and checked off what ones we had.
That sounds like too much effort.
Then we put in exactly what has to be done and where, what region it was in, so we could filter and see if we're in this region, how many different ingredients do we need.
Oh my god.
Took us all day, but we got most of them. No, I'm missing one, and he's missing a few others, because you do have to do the Gokjalaka quest line, which you probably haven't gotten that far in.
Nope.
But you learn to talk to the Gokjalakas.
That was a mouthful.
It was a really, really mouthful. So, but that's it. That's what we've been playing. But let's talk about this direct.
So good.
So the first thing they announced is Overwatch.
Yeah. I found this to be very surprising that it was.
How could you? They leaked that.
Listen, you didn't let me finish. I find it very surprising that this was the first thing they announced. And they kind of announced it as like a trailer outside the direct if you didn't really like pay attention. So I was listening to a few podcasts after the direct, and they made a lot of good points that it looked like the Overwatch thing looked like it was going to be their one more thing. But because it leaked, they just cut the footage and moved it all the way to the front of the direct. Because they were like, well, we can't make it the one more thing if everybody knows that it's leaked.
Studios do that all the time, though.
You know what, though? Honestly, again, it's another instance where I feel like this is the game that should have just been shadow-dropped that day. Like, hey, it's available now. Go buy it. Like, why make us wait to the 15th? Why is it the same day as The Witcher 3?
Like, I don't think it's going to go over very well. I don't think it's going to be a good fit.
I think it's going to play well. I think the touch controls are going to play well with the Switch and with people who already are accustomed with playing, like, shooters like Splatoon on the Switch. I'm just...
Yeah, but what about the online component? You and I, when we play Monster Hunter Online...
It's fine.
We play on Discord.
Yes. I could see... But who knows? Does the game have designated voice chat? We don't know. It could.
It has it on PlayStation.
But it could have it on the Switch. Do you know how... Fortnite has designated voice chat? So all you have to do is hook a headset up and you can talk? Game companies can do that, yes. They can forego the Nintendo route and make their own voice chat. If they Yeah, you can. I'm not sure if that's going to be implemented in Overwatch. I'm not an Overwatch fan, so I'm not very much for MOBAs and lane shooters. So it's not something I'm going to pick up, probably ever. Maybe I'll get it when it's $20. I don't know. I'm not a really big Overwatch fan. I think Paladin kind of scratched that itch for me. Like, Paladin was enough for me, and it was free. And now trying to charge people $50 for that, or $40. It's $40. I looked online, actually. It's only $40, which isn't bad for what you're getting. You're getting all of the DLC characters, which have already been released. It's the Legendary Edition, so it's really not that bad for a $40 price tag. I just don't know if the boat has already sailed on Overwatch as far as, like, the community itself. But, you know what? It could create an entirely new community with all the millions of people that own Switch. So it could create its own sub-community of Switch Overwatch players and a Switch Overwatch esports league. Like, this could all have, like, a snowball effect.
You know, now with the new 9-hour battery life, it would be kind of cool to see people show up at, like, Starbucks and play as a team.
Yeah, because, you know, your Switch wouldn't die in 4 seconds from trying to run, you know, the game, online, a voice chat app. Yeah. It might last an hour and a half now, you know.
Maybe that's why they increased the battery life.
I'm sure it is. That thing chugs when it's online.
I'm not gonna get it either. I already own it for PlayStation.
Like I said, I've never been a fan, and it's really not something that, whoa, man, it's on the Switch, portable, now I have to have it. But I can see a lot of the Overwatch, like, junkies being like, oh, shit, my dream come true, and now I can play it anywhere. I can play it while I'm taking a shit. I'm like, well, I mean, you probably could do that on a tablet if you know how to, like, use, like, any kind of, like, remote streaming, so... It's not that you can play it mobily at this point, because you can pretty much play any game mobile at this point, So I honestly don't understand when people are like, oh, but you can play it anywhere now. I'm like, you can pretty much play most games anywhere now. You just need to have the tech to do it. You need to spend the money. The Switch does do it in a nice, sleek form factor, and it cuts the price down. I don't know how the fuck you're playing that game on the Switch Lite with the small screen. That just doesn't look like it's going to be fun at all. It's a pass for me.
Yeah, it's a pass for me. Next game is Luigi's Mansion, which I couldn't get into them, so I'm a hard pass. We've talked about this one in the past.
I think you're getting it. Yeah, I went from a no to a yeah. Them showing off all the different levels and the different like mechanics within those levels and how it's not just going to be a Haunted Mansion. It's going to be a Haunted Mansion, but like every level is going to be themed differently inside the Haunted Mansion. Very, very cool. It's like a Haunted Mansion tower this time. It's not just like a spooky haunted house like it normally is, or a spooky haunted mansion like it normally is. So I kind of had a little bit more of, you know, intrigue going into this one. I actually don't like the franchise because every time they make one of these fucking games, they don't make another Mario game for a while. So I'm like, oh.
And Luigi needs a spotlight.
I agree, but Luigi needs a real game. Not just a ghost hunting game.
All right, I want to go to the next game because I want to talk about more of the newer stuff that was announced.
That's fine.
Super Kirby Clash, which was launched the day of the Direct. It's free to start.
What's your take on this? Because I have an interesting take on this.
I was like, whatever, I don't care. And I was talking to my cousin Mark, who was like, it's like Monster Hunter,
yep,
Hunter
with it's Kirby. Like, it's like Monster Hunter for babies. 100%. It's like let's take Kirby and let's take like multiplayer, like squad-based like games where you have to hunt something, and let's make a Kirby game out of it. And I thought it was genius. I was like, this is actually a cool use of Kirby.
And did you play it?
I have not yet. I haven't even downloaded it yet. I mean, it's not... I didn't really have anybody to play it with. I mean, maybe we'll play it later, right after we get off. It'll probably take like 5 seconds to download. Or I could download it right now.
It's the like beauty of the internet. A hooker's John.
I think it looked cool, though. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, and there's, like, hundreds and hundreds of levels, and it's, like, there's different things to unlock, and, like, outfits, and it looks pretty cool for a free game. Well, actually, it didn't say it was free. It said it was free to start, which they kept burying, like, every 5 minutes every 5 seconds within, like, it's free to start. It's free to start, and I'm like, what does that mean? Like, how free is it? How much? How long do you play before it's not free? Like, do you play one level and then all 99 of them are locked behind a paywall? Like, how much of, like, a squeeze do you get out of this orange before I have to pay for the bunch?
We have to figure that out. Alright. Then Trials of Mana, which we knew was coming.
Trials of Mana looks awesome. It looks really cool. I do like how, for the first time ever in this particular mana game, you can move in three dimensions, so it's not your characters aren't stationary; they can move around. So that's pretty awesome. It makes for a more dynamic game, and it'll make the boss fights a little bit more interesting this time around from the original version of the game, which I have.
I've never played the original.
What happened? You never played the original?
No.
I mean, you have to import it or play it on emulators. It's not something that's easily available. I mean, you can play it on the collection that just came out.
Or the Raspberry Pi I have.
Well, yeah, I said emulator.
I don't know if I'm going to pick this up. I mean, right now, I'm not really trying to buy games. I have a big backlog.
It doesn't come out until 2020, so I'll buy it.
Oh, okay. I've got some time, which is good.
That's still in development, so nothing.
Okay. The Return of Oberdin was announced.
That was interesting.
That's exactly what I was going to say. We're like husband and wife because we've been doing this podcast so long.
What do you think first?
I had no interest in ever playing this game. And then I heard the storyline because I had no idea what the storyline was. And I was like, oh, wait, this is kind of interesting. Because the East Indian Company is like 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So now I kind of want to play it.
It's a cool concept. I know it gets a lot of, like, people in IGN, a lot of, like, the critics are, like, drooling over this game last year. and they were all like begging for a Switch port, and it's nice that the developers listened, and I think it will get a little bit of love on the Switch. I know like visual novels play very well on the Switch. So I think it'll be a great game. I'm not seeing it. I want to see a price point. If it's $20 or less, I mean, I'll pick it up. I don't think it should be more than $24, honestly.
Definitely.
But I think it looks cool, like the aesthetics. I do like history, so it's got a history, you know. It's got the history.
It's based off a true story.
Exactly. Yeah.
It is?
I believe it is. Yes.
I think they did say it was. I think. Wow. Okay, then they announced Little Town Heroes by Game Freak.
Well,
I just...
They didn't announce Little Town Heroes. They elaborated on what the Game Freak's game, which they just called The Town at the time, is now Little Town Hero. So I had my eye on this game when it first got announced last year at E3. But now my expectations for the game have died down a little bit. I don't like the whole, like, build the town, like... The people in the town help you fight people and give you items, and it's, I don't know, it's like some weird aesthetic. I kind of like didn't zone out when this trailer came on, but I was like, next.
I know, me too. I was like, this is weird.
I was like, it's Game Freak, so I know it's not going to be a shit game. Like, it's going to be a good quality game. It'll probably be a sleeper hit that like demands like a couple $100 in a few years down the line when it's like no longer available physical. Like, it'll be a hidden gem on the Switch, no doubt, because that's what Game Freaks does. They make great games. Like, look at Little Driller, right?
Never played it.
Or Mr. Driller, whatever the one it was that they made. That game's fantastic.
Then we had some Smash Brothers announcements, which...
Hell yeah!
We're getting Banjo-Kazooie and Fatal Fury, Super Smash Brothers,
so
and
we're getting
more in development.
We're getting Terry Bogard from Fatal Fury. He's their main character. I'm cool with that. I really thought they were going to give us Mai, which I would have rather had, because we need more female representation in Smash. We do need another female character. I'm praying that the last character is a female, because there's been no female characters in this DLC, and I think that's kind of messed up. There needs to be more female characters in Smash. I don't know who you add at this point. I'm thinking if they're gonna add, I mean, you could add, if you're gonna add a female character, why not just add like the chick from Space Channel 5 from the Sega? Like, you can add anybody. You can add Lammy from Unjammer Lammy. You could add Coco from Crash Bandicoot. That probably won't happen, but I mean, there's many female characters you can add.
Bayonetta?
In the game already, Kalai. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
You could add her sister. That'd be cool. As an Echo fighter. The coolest thing about the Smash Brothers was when they got done announcing Banjo and they showed the list and they're like, oh no, there's only one more left. And then like, hey, guess what? Due to popular demand, we're making a whole other fighter pass and there's going to be way more DLC characters. And I'm like... Could have told you that, because they're not going to stop making characters if people keep buying them.
They learned a lesson on DLC.
Well, I think that Sakurai is like done with Smash for a long time. So I think he's going to be like, listen, this Switch, this is just Smash Ultimate. We're not going to make another game on this console. So don't ask. We'll just keep giving you a character every 3 months till the dawn of time. Which I'm fine with. I don't want another game. Like, this game is perfect. Just keep adding characters. They also dropped in the update, which a lot of people didn't notice, they dropped Home Run Contest back in the game. So now you can play
Home Run. I saw that.
So now you can play Home Run Contest. I was like so stoked. I'm like, I'm going to play Home Run Contest because I love Home Run Contest. And I was mad that it got removed, but it's cool that they're slowly adding all this shit into the game. And this game is a super amazing value. And then I did see that there's a SKU. I can't remember. I saw like a month ago. There was a SKU for like an Ultimate Edition of the game. Like an Ultimate Edition of Ultimate Smash Brothers with all the DLC characters in the game. Like on the cartridge. I don't remember.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I don't remember where I saw it, but I saw it. Do you have any predictions who the last character is going to be? I do think it's going to be another crossover character. Because that seems to be like what the theme of this character DLC pack has been. It's been all crossovers from different franchises. Not... particularly Nintendo franchises. Look, you got Joker, you got Banjo. Who else did we get? We got Joker. Dragon Quest Hero. And now Terry. So those are all non-Nintendo franchises. So I'm thinking the last one also has to be a non-Nintendo franchise that has some sort of tie, or...
I think it's going to be a Microsoft one.
Who do you think it would be if it's a Microsoft character?
Ooh, Cortana would be a good one.
No. It could be. I mean, I wouldn't pick her.
Why not? She's badass.
She is pretty badass, but I wouldn't pick her.
Master Chief?
No. As much as people would love that, I think it's going to be like more of a classic character. I think it could be like Ryu Hayabusa from Ninja Gaiden, or like someone like that, because they don't have... I mean, but then you add another fucking sword character to Smash Brothers, and then everyone's like, oh my god, there's another sword guy! I'm like, what do you expect? You can only really punch or hit people with weapons. I mean, it'd be cool if they added a Ninja Turtle. Like, I wouldn't be mad. Like, if they just added, like, Michelangelo and gave him nunchucks, just so there's not another...
April.
Like, April O'Neil? Like, yeah. In the yellow jumpsuit? Like, that? Yeah. Like, circa, like, 1980? I would like that. That'd be cool. I'd be down for just April O'Neil. Screw it. Just put April O'Neil in there. Or Casey Jones? Screw it. Don't even put a turtle in there. Put Casey Jones in there with the... His powers can be, like, the cricket bat and the hockey stick. That'd be sick. I would go for that. But moving on.
Yeah, moving on. I'm just going to touch on this. I think we've already discussed it. Dragon Quest XI.
I'm getting it. Which is 100% yep, I'm getting
pretty
it.
Pretty much.
I want it so bad. It showed off more of, like, everything. And I was like, oh, now, please. It's only 2 weeks away. I can't wait.
All right, moving on to the bigger announcement, which I'm so excited for. Tokyo Mirage Session FE. I bought this for the Wii U because it looks fucking awesome. I bought the collector's edition and I never played it.
I passed on this game when it came out.
Really?
Yes, and I am both a huge Shin Megami Tensei fan and a Fire Emblem fan, and I just didn't want the game because I was mad that this game was delaying the game I wanted, which was Fire Emblem, which was the one that got moved to the Switch because there was supposed to be one on the Wii U. And they just scrapped it because the Wii U was just trash. No offense to the Wii U. I love my Wii U. Oh, fucking day one. I should probably just pre-purchase it right now as we're on air. It is $60 though, which is a hard stab, but I heard the game does have a lot of content, so... And it's pretty difficult from what I heard too, because it has the same battle mechanics as Shin Megami Tensei 4 does. So it's pretty intense. That's a game I want on the Switch. I want a port of Shin Megami Tensei 4.
The next thing they announced is the Deadly Premonition games. We have Deadly Premonition 1 and 2 is coming.
Have you played these? I played the first one.
No, I have no idea what they are.
So it's a horrible, 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 horrible game, the first one. It's so bad that it's good. So it's such like B-rate cop, like small town cop, like B-level movie, like cop. How can I explain this? Like Twin Peaks. It's so bad it's good. And the sequel is supposed to be really good, but I never played it. But the first two, I believe the second one's not just releasing on, I think it already released on PS3, if I'm not wrong. Guys, correct me in the comments on this episode when it airs, but I believe the first two already were released. I know that if not, the sequel is exclusive to the Switch, I believe, which is weird, because I didn't think that was going to happen, because it has a huge PlayStation following. The first game originally came out on I believe 360. I have it on 360. But then it got ported to the PS3, which is like a super rare game. But it's got a cult following. That's all I can say. Deadly Premonition has a cult following. If you want to check it out, it's only $30 on the eShop. I think I'm going to pick it up when I get paid next week. Because as shitty as the game is, it's fun. If that makes any sense. Because it's so bad.
Okay. I might have to go back and play it. After that, we got... Now, this is a really interesting announcement, and not because of the announcement. They announced Divinity Sin Original is available today.
Dude, deluxe edition with everything.
But you know what made this announcement so interesting to me?
Steam carryover?
Steam carryover.
Your Steam saves carryover. that's interesting. I mean, if you guys play D&D, like, this is the closest you'll ever get to playing D&D on a video game, probably. It's pretty much, like, D&D. That's all I can... That, if you've ever played D&D, you know how to play Divinity. Pretty much, it, like I said, it's the closest you'll get to playing D&D in a video game. Because even...
I like the fact that these saves are coming.
So do you have Divinity on PC?
Never played it.
I have it for Xbox or for PS4. I've never played it either. I got it when it was on sale for like $5, but I heard it's a really, really badass kind of like top-down RPG akin to like Bard's Tale or Baldur's Gate or Champions of Norrath. So it plays similar to like Diablo, but it plays, it's very akin to the skill trees and the skills to play like D&D, like actual D&D. So if like you're home with like playing D&D, you can very much play Divinity. But I'm excited for Divinity. I'm not excited for the price tag because the game is so damn old, but I mean that's what you get with the Switch. You're getting gouged because that portability, man, that makes up all the difference.
That Switch tax
hurts, baby. Yeah, this one retails for $50, man. That's steep when you can buy Diablo for a lot cheaper on the Switch.
After that, Bethesda came on and made an announcement, which was really interesting.
Very cool announcement.
Yeah, Doom 64 is coming to the Nintendo Switch from the original Nintendo 64. And they hinted that more Dooms could be coming.
Did you bring them all? Bring every Doom. I actually want to buy the other Dooms, like 1, 2, and 3 for the Switch. I just haven't got a chance to. And they're relatively cheap. I think they're $5, $5, and $10. So they like budget priced all the Doom games. I think this one will probably come in at $20 because of like the sheer like probably labor they had to put in to make this like come to the Switch. But I've seen this late trend of like bringing these like polygonal 64-bit shooters to the Switch, and I'm kind of excited because I hope we get like Super Mario 64 and stuff on the Switch because it looks like it's very easy to port the 64 games to the Switch. So
Yeah, I've never played Doom 64 because it gave me motion sickness, so I might try it again on the Switch. Maybe by now I'll be good. Lock and Loaded Rogue Company.
So this game looked interesting. How do I explain this? It's a shooter. It's a team-based shooter. It looks all online. It doesn't look like there's any offline components from what I saw. But it looks like a looter shooter, kind of, from what it looked like.
But maybe it's designed to compete against like PUBG.
That's what it looks like. It looks very like mission objective based, and that's kind of what they were getting at. And they're like, "Oh, new missions and new objectives, new characters will be added." I can't. When did it say it launched? Did it say 2020?
2020.
I thought it said 2020. It's definitely something to look out for. But like is it free to play or is it going to be purchased? Didn't even say, did it?
No, it didn't. I'm assuming it's going to be purchased, though.
I mean, I don't know, because...
Yeah, we need more detail
on Payday that worked pretty shittily online, and that game's awesome, and I would have done anything to have like a portable Payday that worked on the Switch. But, you know, that's what happens when you let THQ put you in on the Switch. Or not THQ, fucking Ubisoft.
And then after that, we got more information about the Pokemon game Sword and Shield, which
I'm fucking I don't know. I'm buying it now. I wasn't before. Another one where they turned me around and like stupid.
Because you're such a huge Disney fan?
What?
Because you're such a huge Disney fan?
Of Pokemon?
Yeah, look to me. Isn't Disney partnering with Pokemon?
No.
Really? Mrs. Cup from Beauty and the Beast isn't in Pokemon now?
Oh, the Poltergeist? Poltergeist, yeah. Looks awesome. Leave Poltergeist alone. But anyway, you can finally...
Does it start singing?
You can finally, like...
Be our guest,
they can
be
finally
our
make
guest.
Make us use our monsters to kill other monsters as slaves to make money to buy clothing now. And now we can accessorize ourselves as much as we want while having our other Pokemon beat on other senseless Pokemon, which is cool because it's what I've always wanted. I always wanted to be able to, like, dress my trainer up in anything I could think of, and now you can pretty much do that. I don't know how that's going to work. I hope it's not going to work, like, through, like...
They did in the last Pokemon game.
No, Kalai. You can literally go to the store and buy clothing for your trainer.
Like in the last game.
No, it's different. Did you watch the video? It's much different.
I watched the video where they said you can buy clothes at the store like in the last game.
It looks amazing. Amazing. I think the open world, it still looks amazing. I'm still skeptic because how big is this open world? How much can you really do? Like, show me more new Pokemon. That crow Pokemon looked cool though. That one that can, like, swallow items and then spit them back as a bullet. That's pretty dope.
That was pretty cool.
You know what they didn't show again? They didn't show that stupid fucking mega thing, evolution or super, super garbage evolution thing, where, like, you have to do raids for. That shit bombed, like, real fast. Like, no one was like, everyone's like, nah, I'm good with that. We don't need any more information on that.
Then they announced the Super NES Online.
Yes,
which was really fucking cool.
Yeah, I definitely saw it coming, especially with Switch Online being a year old now. I hope this... The only problem I see with this now is, are we just going to get Super Nintendo games going forward? Are they still going to add Nintendo games? I hope they still add Nintendo games.
No, I heard they are still adding Nintendo games. I got that from the Indie Gamer chick. They are literally now going to have another library that you have access to, and they're going to keep adding.
Well, it is two separate libraries, which is cool because now, if you're like a weirdo like me, you can see how long it takes you to beat every Super Nintendo game in that library. Just like I'm trying to see how long it takes me to beat every Nintendo game in that library. Since it's just
how's that going?
The Nintendo games, I beat like one, and I'm like.
Yeah, I'm a little excited about this. I can't wait to see what they add in the future. They have some good ones, like Star Fox is on there, Kirby's on there.
I was like, where the fuck is Star Fox 2? Like, I thought you were going to drop that shit on there right away. Like, I was hoping, but they're like, nah, we're going to keep that exclusive to the NES Classic. Why? No one bought that shit.
They added new modes to Tetris 99. So, I really don't play that game.
It's cool and all. Like, they added more, like, themes you can unlock, but you have to be, like, super good to get any of that stuff, so it's kind of annoying. If you're not good at Tetris, you're just not good at Tetris. You can't, like, it's, I don't know, it's kind of like fighting games. You really have to spend a lot of time to get good at Tetris. Like, I tried to unlock that Fire Emblem theme, and I just kept getting upset because I was getting nowhere near unlocking it. So...
After that, they talked about Mario and Sonic Olympics, which was really interesting because you can now play it retro style.
I just think adding a story mode makes it more purchasable, too. Did you see, like, the meta storyline they added where it's, like, you go inside the game now? Like, so, like, they get sucked into an Olympic Games, and that's why there's a story mode, and I was like, that's clever. Yes, the retro stuff does look pretty cool. For those of you who haven't seen it, there's 8-bit renditions of certain Olympic sports. I believe there's 10 of them that are going to be 8-bit, maybe 20, I can't remember. I know there's over 40 games you can play in this one, in this year's, which is a vast improvement from the last one. It's like, it's insane how these games went from, like, really shitty to, like, Nintendo keeps adding and adding and adading every Olympics. So this one looks pretty decent, and I might actually pick this one up. I mean, probably when it goes on sale, but...
Okay. We also have the... another Demon X Machina demo was available.
This comes out, like, next week, and there's no hype for this game. I feel bad for this game.
If Roberto was here, he would hype the game.
It literally comes out next week, and I feel like there's no hype for this game. I feel like it gets lost in the shadow of Zelda and Dragon Quest here, Dragon Quest 11 and everything else that's coming out at the end of the month. Am I gonna pick it up when it goes on sale on the eShop? I'll definitely get it. I like mech fighters. I'm a huge like mech guy. I like Mech Warrior, Mech Assault. I like all those kind of games, so I will definitely get this down the line. I know there's a brand new prologue demo that lets you play like the first mission of the game, so I might check that out, and if I like that, I may convince me to buy the game, but it'll go on the wish list for now, because there's just so many other games I want to pick up before I pick this up. I mean, I still don't have Ultimate Alliance 3, and I really want to get that, and there's just other games that I want to attend to first anyway and beat in my library before I really buy anything else anyway. And then dropping 20 new Nintendo, Super Nintendo games on my lap is, it's a lot. I mean, I can play Link to the Past on my Switch. Like, my dream is complete. That's right, suckers.
After that, they announced Star Wars Jedi Knight 2.
Meh.
Okay. Then we saw more of The Witcher 3.
So, no, like, oh, wait. So, yeah, meh. But, like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? You couldn't give us, like, Force Unleashed and, like, Force Unleashed 2? Or, like, something worth fucking playing from Star Wars? Like, I gotta get this fucking PC game from 1994? No! Give me something good that's Star Wars on the Switch. This shit's annoying. Like, at least give me Battlefront. I know that game's a piece of trash, but I play it on the Switch.
Then they announced The Witcher 3, which we've talked about. You're getting. I'm not, because I've already played it.
I'm getting it, yeah. And I haven't played it yet. And I think that might... I might just trade my... Actually, I wouldn't even trade my copy in. It'd be worth, like, 5 cents.
Next, they introduced Feather Collector in one bundle.
Alright, so this, I was like, who gives a shit, honestly?
Like, yeah, it's Black Flag. For anybody that knows, Feather Collector is, of course... Assassin's Creed. Yes, so Black Flag and Rogue are coming in one bundle.
Cool.
So
you can play them on the go. You can pay $60 for a game that's literally $20. No thank you.
I'm not replaying those games.
I'm not rebuying them. Like, why? Give us, if anything, wouldn't it be cooler to get the Ezio collection on the Switch?
Yeah, that is a good
collection. And I'd probably pay $60 for that on the Switch. It's actually worth it.
Then they announced Dauntless on the Switch.
I'm going to play Dauntless on the Switch.
Well, I've said this before. I played Dauntless. I was not impressed with it because I like Monster Hunter so much better.
Oh, I like Monster Hunter better, too. But, like, playing Dauntless will be fun. And I think Dauntless is going to be free, isn't it?
It is. Have you played Dauntless?
I have not yet. I'm saving my first playthrough for Switch. I know people are like, oh, play it. Corey kept trying to get me to play it on PS4. I was like, no. He's like, well, we can knock out all these trophies, man. They're so easy. I'm like, yeah, I know, but I don't know.
I'm like, Monster Hunter for life, sucka. I didn't like the game.
I was like this, baby. I was like, MH, son! Monster Hunter!
No, I played one match, and I just didn't like the game, so... Then we had a scissor reel of Just Dance 2020.
Yeah.
Grid Autosport. Farming Simulator.
No, Grid looks sweet. Grid looks like an actual racing game on a Switch, which piqued my interest. It's not Need for Speed. Actually, I'm kind of surprised there is no Need for Speed game on the Switch yet. That's shocking.
Can I finish?
Nope. Okay, what's the rest of the sizzle reel? I'll just say yay or nay each time you say one.
NBA 2K?
Nay.
Call of Cthulhu?
Awesome.
The Outer Worlds.
Yeah, I'm going to pick that up. If it runs.
Devil May Cry 2?
Yep.
And Vampyr.
Isn't that Vampyr? Like, isn't that the one from the PC?
Yeah, it's also on Xbox.
Is it the first game remade, or is it the...
No, it's V-A-M-P-Y-R.
Yeah, is that the first one?
There's only one.
I thought there was multiple.
No.
Is the game any brand new? Is the game any good?
I don't know.
Damn it!
It's on Xbox Game Pass.
Play that shit. It's on Game Pass. You got it for free. Might as well.
It's on my list.
You need to get to gaming, man.
I know. I'm trying to here. I'm trying to. Yeah. I mean, The Outer Worlds is coming to
everything?
Xbox. Well, it's coming to Xbox Game Pass day one, so I don't have to buy it, so I don't think I want to pick it up on the Switch. Call of Cthulhu is really good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pick it up on Switch. I haven't picked it up on PS4 yet, and I've been meaning to, but if it's on the Switch, I might just play it there, just to have something extra to play on the Switch.
You can borrow my copy if you want.
You have a PS4?
Yes,
physical. You bought a physical?
I bought a physical.
All right, we might have to swap a game. I'll bring something for you to play, and I'll take that off your hands, and I'll beat it and bring it back.
I think I got it on sale for like $15, and I got it physical so I could lend it to people, and nobody wanted to borrow it. So if you would like to borrow
it. Oh, yeah, I'll borrow it. I want to play that shit really bad, actually. So
it was really fucking good. I like couldn't stop playing.
You beat it in like 2 days, didn't you?
I did. That tells you something, right?
That does, because you don't play anything. Consistently.
Then we had Animal Crossing meets Minecraft.
So this was like, okay, this is where we're going. At this point, like, stop showing me my Animal Crossing until it's done. Because you're just cock-teasing me, and it's getting annoying.
But fucking Minecraft! It's Minecraft!
But it's getting so annoying at this point. Like, and the worst thing is, like, when the like, video starts up, it's like, March 20th, 2020, and I was like, fuck you, Nintendo. It's the one game you were like, oh, we're getting it this year, we're getting it this year, and they're like, well, to give you a better game, we're gonna push it back to next year. If better game is you added Minecraft features to Animal Crossing, I'm gonna be pissed. Like, if that was, like, the whole reason it's delayed, oh, we added all these Minecraft features, you know, because people love Minecraft. I was like, I don't love Minecraft in my Animal Crossing. No, thank you.
Yeah. I don't think I'm actually going to pick this up because I'm not a Minecraft fan. I don't want to build shit. I just wanted to go fishing and fucking get fossils.
Exactly. I want to fish, get fossils, collect motherfucking butterflies, go to the museum and look at my shit and be like, yeah, I caught that motherfucker. I want to go to parties. I want to send people letters. I want to send some people hate letters so they move out of my town. I want to steal people's shit when they're sleeping. You can't do that, but that'd be cool if you could. I want to put holes outside their houses so when they wake up in the morning and they step out their door, they fall in a hole. That you can do. That's fun.
All right, let's go to the last announcement, which I can't believe they announced this.
I was flabbergasted. I knew they were announcing something because they tweeted the direct this morning. They retweeted that the direct was happening, so I knew that they were going to announce a game or something on the direct. And when it didn't happen, I was like, okay, the last announcement is there, whatever they're working on. And I was like, oh, shit, what is it? And, okay, take it away, Kali.
It is Xenoblade Chronicles Remake for the second time.
Meh.
So here's the thing that I was very confused about. They were like, we're bringing it from the Wii. You're getting a remake of Xenoblade Chronicles the original. It's going to be better than the Wii. It's a remake. But what they didn't show you is what it compared to the graphics to the 3DS when they remade it for the 3DS.
It looks amazing. It looked, because they used the same engine that they used to make the second game. Like, look at the graphics. It's all up-resed. It's all lighter shades. Like, I do think the lighter shades might take away from the overall, I guess, aesthetics of that game. It's not a very bright and colorful game like the second one. It's a very dark and dreary game. The story is not as bubbly as the first game. My problem is, where is the love for motherfucking Xenoblade Chronicles X? That's the one that they should have just remade because it was on the Wii U and didn't get much love. And if you would have ported that one, I think people wouldn't have been up as upset. Because there's a lot of backlash that this is getting re-released again. It just fucking came out 3 years ago on the 3DS. Or 4 years ago on the 3DS.
Now, are you getting it?
Yeah. Because I'm a fucking sucker for this company. And I will now have bought this game four times?
Can we talk about the elephant in the room?
What?
Why would you get a game you've already played when you haven't played Xenoblade Chronicles 2?
because this game has an amazing cast, an amazing story. I love the first game so much, and I can play it over and over and over again. And I can't say that about many RPGs. I feel like a Final Fantasy fans, when they say they can keep replaying 7 over and over again, I can replay Xenoblade Chronicles over and over again. And the amount of love that I have for this game is very different than most games, because I was one of those people who signed a petition for Project Rainfall and got the game to North America. It took a lot of us to sign that damn thing to get this thing here. So the fact that it's got this much love behind it now, that they're willing to remake it again for the Switch, shows that they understand that people love this game, like, a lot. But like I said, I bought this game once on the Wii. I bought it again on the Wii U when you could buy it on the eShop. I have it on the 3DS. So this will be the fourth time I'm rebuying this game.
And have you played it on every platform?
Yes. Have I beat it on every platform? I beat it on the 3DS. I beat it on the Wii. And I 100%ed it on the Wii. And I beat it on... I did not beat it on the Wii U. But I did play it for a little bit. And it's cool because you can play the whole thing in handheld mode, which is really fucking beast. Because it looks nice on that, like, big clunky screen. But as a last announcement, I was just very shocked that that was the last announcement. But
yeah, I was really hoping it was Xenoblade Chronicles X, so because I have not played that, and I really want to play that.
I'm thinking of just replaying it anyway, because I just want to replay it. And now that I have a nice big TV upstairs, I think I might just replay it on the Wii U, because it's literally one of the only three games I own for my Wii U still. I own Breath of the Wild, Xenoblade Chronicles X, and I think the other game is Mario Kart, maybe. Maybe it's Mario Kart. But then...
All right.
So
we're at the end of this show.
We don't have any questions, because I made this topic up yesterday.
Yeah, it's a good thing I didn't put any
questions. So I have a question for you. Out of the whole Direct, what are you most excited for?
Tokyo Mirage Session FE.
Okay, that's a fair choice. I think that's a great choice. I mean, it's definitely... I've played it, because my friends own it. It's definitely fun. It's definitely Japanese. Like, 100%. It's why it didn't sell in the West. At all. Because it's so Japanese-inspired, and it's so Tokyo, like, idol and pop-centric. But yeah, good choice. I would say I'm most excited for... What am I most excited for from this Direct? It's a good question. There was just so much to take in all at once that I'm not really sure, like, what was my most exciting moment, because I felt like every minute I was like, oh my god, more shit to buy. My wallet. My wallet. If anything, I think I'm probably going to buy The Witcher. I'm probably going to buy Luigi's Mansion, which I didn't really think I was going to buy Luigi's Mansion up until now. So I would say I'm pretty stoked for Luigi's Mansion. I'm pretty stoked to see, like, what that's going to entail and how much meat's going to be on that bone, because Nintendo's been giving us some meaty games lately. Like, Super Mario Odyssey is a very meaty game if you haven't completed it 100%. There's a lot of shit to do in that game. And so was Breath of the Wild. And did you see the rumors that they... Clyde, did you see the rumors that they were going to remake Star Fox Zero? Like, that was floating around.
Really?
Yes. Heavily it was floating around. I was like, if the announcement gets wasted on that, I'm gonna be so fucking mad. It was different to have a Direct where we didn't have a lot of indie presence. Like, I think that's because they're mostly breaking those into their own separate things now. I also think all that new stuff coming to Smash is fucking awesome. We're getting more characters, we're getting more levels, more music, more stages, more spirit fighters, more everything. Like, it's awesome. Like, just the love that the energy and the love and the passion that Sakurai has for that franchise and that game is just amazing. And it's really nice for him to get, you know, a character like Terry in Smash Brothers, because that's really for him, because he's a really big fighting game fan and he's a really big SNK fan. So I think that was one of the ones where he was like, yeah, I want that dude in my game. And he got him, so. But yeah, to close things out, I thought this was one of the better Nintendo Directs out of the last few. I don't know if you agree.
Yeah, I really liked it. I liked it a lot. It was really good.
I just think it had no filler. There was just one good game after another, after another, after another.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only things that made me, like, go, were, like, it was, like, twice.
All right, that brings us to the end of our show. If you do like us, please subscribe and rate us. You can follow us on Twitter at GameStuffCast. We have a Facebook. Just search GameStuff Podcast. We have a Patreon page. It's patreon.com/provengamer. How can the listeners get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me on social media at MrTMNT84. That's on social media and the PlayStation Network. That's MrTMNT84. That's I will give out, starting next week, I will start giving out my Switch code bi-weekly. I'm not going to do it every week because that's just fucking absurd. But I'm going to start giving it out. So if people want to play games on the Switch, you'll have our Switch code. I think I'm actually going to tag and talk to Kali. We're going to tag a thing where you guys can add your gamer tags, your all that stuff on the main page of the Game Stuff Facebook group. That's Facebook group / Game Stuff group. I don't fucking know.
You can get in touch with me at Steam at Kali21. That's Kalai, the number 21. You can also get in touch with me on Twitch, Twitter at that handle. You can get in touch with me on the Facebook group. You can talk to me on PlayStation at Miley1978, M-A-I-L-E 1978, or, of course, Xbox at Miley21. However, I've been pretty much living on my PC.
Traitor.
We are sponsored by Amazon. Just go to provengamer.com, click on any Amazon link, and do your shopping like normal. We are also partnered with Humble Bundle and Extra Life. There's links in our show notes. Go over there, check them out. They actually have an RPG bundle going on right now that includes the new Borderlands for PC. I'm sorry, not the new Borderlands. It includes Borderlands for the PC. Damn,
if it included the new one, everybody would jump on that shit.
Right? If you like our show, check out the Trophy Horse and the Nintendo Dual Screens. I also want to thank Isaac Sago for our logo and the band Take Away the Ugly for the music. So, thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Game Stuff.
See you guys next week. Check you later.